Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. We're on Zoom, as you can see,
Yes.
because we're in the midst of quite the weekend. We've been talking about it kind of, we pretty much said exactly like every single start of episode. This is all we've been talking about, but it is about to be Francesca's wedding weekend.
Yep.
And we are very excited. Gia is already on the scene, boots on the ground. I will be arriving tomorrow. Very excited about that.
Yeah,
But
and things are already chaotic here. Like
oh
I'm
yeah. Yeah, how's it
different
going?
house. I'm at a different house right now. Like the house where like my family lives, like my mom's like doing all this stuff, just getting everything ready. There's kids running around, people are arriving. So I'm like, oh my God, I need to just kind of get away for a second. But good timing. And I also had a 5-hour drive with my grandma. So I've just been hearing talking left and right. So I'm like, it's nice to like finally just sit in it. It's very quiet. It's kind of creepy, but it's kind of nice.
No. Silence is golden. It really is true. Like nothing is better than just getting the fuck away for like a second just to breathe. Like you love your family. Everybody loves their family, but like you know how it is when you're with your family. You're a mile a fucking minute. You got to catch up on everything. You got to talk about what's going on, who's who, what's what, and it's like, oh my God. And it's going to be a big weekend of that for sure.
What time do you get here tomorrow?
I get there like three what time's my flight land? Four? I think
Oh,
four. So yeah,
perfect
so I'll yeah,
timing.
so we'll be, you know, we're ready to tear up any kind of dance floor that's put in front of us, what, you know, 3 days in a row if we need to. But
I'm trying to channel a little bit of Taylor's writing and, knack for making people cry, making people emotional. I got this maid of honor speech that I'm like, I'm not
yeah,
Jewish.
how's it going? How's it going? So have is it written all the way?
It's written all the way, and I
Yeah,
read
okay.
it to my boo, and he was like, "Oh, it's good." So
Nice.
I've been reading it, to myself a couple times. I just don't really like public speaking, shockingly,
Yeah.
because I love attention, but like not when like all eyes are on me at once,
Public speaking is different, especially in like a high stakes situation where it's like you don't want to look stupid for yourself. You also don't want to like look stupid for your sister or for your friend or whatever. Like it's
Exactly.
that's totally part of it. I was I've been a maid of honor a time or two. And I've given a speech a time or two, and it doesn't matter like how much you talk into a microphone. Like it's still a moment where you're like, oh my God, I want to do well. But I have full faith in you. I have no worries, no qualms whatsoever, and I'm sure Fran will love every second of it. And
Thanks.
it's going to be wonderful. But Taylor is a great person to channel for that because she has, as we know, have been tapped to give a few speeches herself. And it seems like she, you know, we've never really seen like a full speech. Like people do snippets of it and like they float around the internet and they're probably not like probably shouldn't have like gotten out or whatever. But I think that the general rule of thumb is always like, you know, start off kind of nice, funny, sweet, and then transition into like sentimental, heartfelt well wishes. You know, like it's good to have a good balance. And especially if you're like a funny person, which you are, I think that having those sprinkles of like the moments like that are always, you know, just always so fun.
And I'm very like easy to cry, so I feel like I'm trying to, like what you said, like even everything out. So like when there's a really like sentimental moment, it follows with a funny moment so that like I don't like start sobbing in front of everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
And
the
like
goose out there, like, it's like, please.
no,
Nobody said.
I know, and that's what I'm scared for. Like I'm scared I'm gonna like dry heave cry. But my
You
friend
won't.
who was a maid of honor for her sister like 2 months ago, she was like, you cry like so much throughout the day that like by the time that you're giving the speech, like there's no tears left to cry.
It's
As
so
Ariana
true,
once said.
Ariana. Yes, hey, Ariana. Ariana, what is the thing? What's the thing everybody says? Ariana, what you doing here? Or whatever. Like,
It's like, Ariana. Oh, I
yeah,
don't
Ariana, what
know.
are you doing here? Or
It's like
something
something
like
like that.
that. That's literally it. But no, it is true. Like it'll be tears on and off, but also in that moment, like you're gonna be so focused. You're gonna have had like a glass of champagne. You're gonna be like ready to bring the fucking house down. We're all gonna be, you've got like, there's so many of us there that are a hype crew.
I'm gonna
Fran's
need
friends,
you to
but
fake
also like,
laugh at all my jokes, like
oh please, I'll
get
laugh
the
so
crowd
loud.
laughing,
I'll be borderline annoying if you want. Like it's, I will laugh like I've never heard a joke like that in my life. But
Perfect.
no, you have the whole squad. You've got me, Rhea, you know, Marty, Noah's going. We'll all be, you know. We've got your back, Noah. And
Like,
Boo, obviously.
Kick Noah's feet under the table if he's not clapping and crying
Exactly.
and
Yeah.
laughing.
Exactly. We'll all we'll I'll liquor him up beforehand, so he'll be laughing at everybody. Noah.
Oh,
it
God,
is gonna be
it's
it is
really
gonna be
about to be
quite
like the collab of the century. Like, I just can't even believe that like you guys are gonna be here and like all the cousins, all of my cousins, all my family, all these Chatham people. Like, it's really crazy to think about every single person that I know in my life is going to
Yeah.
be in the same place at the same time.
I know it's such a weird thing. And I'm excited too because knowing you and Fran and your family for so long, it's like I've heard stories, like I've met certain people in your life and I've
Yeah.
met like family members and cousin and like I think I've met a cousin or two. I've met
Yeah,
like
probably.
friends, like I've met a few people, but I'm excited to like really get the full Mariano family experience. Like I'm
Yeah.
very pumped about that. I think it's gonna be a good time. Everybody's gonna be looking so good.
Yeah.
Like, makeup's gonna be on
Wait,
point,
so
outfits.
did you decide if you're gonna wear your bougie fit?
Oh my God. So I'm gonna bring both. Here, I'll describe because you guys can go check it out on TikTok because I will wear at least one of these things and I have to be posting about them because it's like, what is the point of this dress otherwise? But I had a dress already that I loved. I've been planning on wearing it literally for like a year. Like when I bought the dress, I didn't wear it for the occasion that I bought it for. And I was like, oh, this will be perfect for Fran's wedding next year. Like I'll just save it, it'll collect dust until then. So I tried it on. I like it. It's fine. But I felt like as soon as I tried it on, I think I had like it was like day two of my period, which is always when I'm trying to try stuff on. And it's just, I look the worst. I feel the worst. Why do I do it myself? I don't know. But I put it on and the straps, it has very skinny spaghetti straps and they felt a little like taut. And so I was like, oh no, here we go. Like I'm going to wear this. And all of a sudden the straps are going to fall off and I'm going to look like an asshole. And like, here we go. It's a
Tits out at
dress.
the
Yeah. For real. Like, also like what tits, but it's like,
wedding.
it's just, it's in a, I don't want to look like trash. And it's a really nice dress. And I got it because, I saw Alex Earl wearing it on like her birthday last year, or like a
Ooh,
year and a half
slay.
ago, or, and it's like a gold. It actually, Gia, the reason I got it because I loved it so much is because it reminds me of that Evermore dress that Taylor wore on tour. That was like a brownish, like shimmery, whatever. This one's more
Yeah.
gold, but I love that dress so much. So when I saw Alex Earl wearing this dress, I was like, oh my God, must have. And then when it arrived, it turns out it's like, leopard print, which I didn't know. It's like subtle leopard. So that's one dress. So I thought, I'm in, I'm good. And then I tried on the straps start freaking me out. And then one night, Gia, sometimes your girl gets a little too high and starts making decisions that she shouldn't be making.
Story
And
of my
I got
life.
myself a Bronx and Banco coral sleeve dress with feathers on the sleeves.
Yeah, the feathers on the sleeve is the best part. When at first Kelly showed me the dress, and I at first I thought she was talking about the welcome party, and it's like a really
Yeah.
nice, beautiful dress. And I was like, okay, like yes, but like you may be the most extravagant person there. And then I realized she meant for the ceremony, and it's perfect, I think. And it's gonna be a little chilly, so like the sleeves will help.
That's kind of what I was thinking about the sleeves. I think it'll be a little chilly. I got a little like shawl for the other dress in case I decide to wear that. But no, I really like it. I think it's really cool. The wedding is not black tie, which for me, I pretty much dress black tie for every wedding I go to, like just
It's
because
hard not to,
it's
like, for
fun.
girls, like every wedding kind of is black tie, like unless it's
Yeah.
like sundress vibe, I guess. Like, it's not black tie, but I'm wearing like what I would consider a black tie dress, like, and to
Yeah.
the and I feel like a lot of other girls are too.
Yeah, like to be clear, this like coral. Like mint dress I'm wearing is, or I keep saying coral. I meant to be like mint, like you know what I mean, like coral
Yeah, it's
blue,
like a little
aqua.
like a bluish. Yeah, aqua. Good
Yeah,
word.
aqua.
Yep.
It's definitely a gown. Like it's not a whatever. But I did end up showing it to Rio. I saw Rio last weekend. She said it was fine because I was like, am I gonna look like an asshole if I wear this? And she's like, no, that's beautiful. So I'm just gonna
Yeah.
bring both. I'm gonna see how the wind blows that morning, and we'll see what I end up wearing. But
That's how I feel. I brought two dresses for Fridays, and I'm
yeah,
like,
of course.
it'll be a game time decision.
My Friday dress is good. It just came yesterday, thank God. I got it from Anthropologie and people will see it again. And I told Gia I got it and I was like, you have one guess as to what color it is. Because of course, the second I get a little bit of a worm going that's Taylor Swift related, it's an orange dress. It's orange. And
Of
I've
course.
previously said, I fucking hate orange. Like, I'll never wear orange. It's of his color, like, whatever. Joseph wears orange one time, and now I'm wearing an orange dress. And it's so fucking cute. Like, it arrived and it's
It is
perfect.
really cute. I really like the bottom of it. It's like sheer at the bottom. It's
It's
really
like an
cute.
orange. It's kind of like a shift dress. It has like a slip below it, but then the bottom has like this little ruffle that kind of mermaids out, and it's really cute. But it's like, you know, it's slinky and it's just kind of like comfortable, and it has a fun like bow that you tie in the back. I'm hype. So yeah. So
I
it'll
love
be.
that. That is funny though, because when you said that it was orange, literally that weekend, I almost pulled the trigger on like a bright orange cardigan. Like, I don't know in what world
Like,
that
of
I thought I
course.
would wear it, but yeah, for some reason now I'm always like purple and orange are kind of like the cutest color combos. I don't know who, like, was
So
that in my
true.
brain,
Yeah.
but like
Why
all
do I
of a
think
sudden,
this all of a sudden? Like, what is this? It's like, no, it's Taylor Swift, as
yeah.
always. Just
There's
ridiculous,
really
but
no like Taylor news going on right now. It's been very
there's
quiet
not.
this week, besides that Travis has launched some burnt ends, some Kelsey
Oh yeah,
Keeper.
how about this? I'm actually Gia, very excited about this. And I wonder if like, you know, this to me could maybe be like a Barstool collab. Like it's a cool thing. Yeah, he's got Travis Kelce's Kitchen, it's called. It's seasoned brisket burnt ends in barbecue sauce. That's a
And
photo
I
we
mean,
have.
Kansas City is like known for their barbecue.
Right. So here's what it says. It says, in October, the Super Bowl winning footballer launched a new line of heat and eat meals under the brand Travis Kelce's Kitchen. The seven meals are Walmart exclusive products found in the refrigerator section.
Oh,
Travis
yeah.
Kelce's Kitchen entrees are primarily meat focused and range from sausage with peppers and onions to the Kansas City classic burnt ends already in the microwave in 5 minutes or less.
We love affordable and quick meals.
I really am looking forward to getting myself to Walmart to getting some.
That
Like
is
that.
so funny.
And what
Primarily
a like.
meat focused. Like this, so
No,
this
it's
is basically
hilarious.
just like for men who need quick and easy meals. Like, I don't know. I mean, I love sausages and peppers. I love any type of meat, but it seems a little bit more male
Oh,
oriented.
definitely. I think it's we're thinking like football Sunday,
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
that's definitely
Let
the
me whip
collab.
out the
Like
Kelsey's Kitchen. I got the sausage
for
and
sure.
peppers.
They're both getting into it. Like Jason's got the beveages covered, and
The
now Travis
beer,
has got
yeah.
the food. So they're gonna
They
have I
have
we're
their
gonna
foot in
see.
every door, literally every. They're getting a little lesson from Miss Swift herself, I feel like. I mean, I feel like they all before Taylor like had a lot of endorsements and stuff, but it
For
really feels
sure.
like the past year has just been crazy for Travis, like everything.
Absolutely. They're definitely savvy businessmen for sure. Like I think that they, you know, they don't pass on an opportunity that's beneficial or smart. And I think that that's smart right now at this point. Like I think that NFL players have a window where they can try things out like this when they're at the peak of their popularity, like not necessarily their career, but like because you know they're fantastic throughout their careers, but right now they are the most popular people in the NFL, and Jason doesn't even play in the NFL right now. You know what I mean? Like in terms of like you know being recognized and just knowing them as people. And I think that's just because, you know, it's because of Taylor, but obviously also too they have their podcast, and we talk about this all the time. But I think that the podcast really has brought us into their lives in a way that makes these kind of partnerships really lucrative for them and for their families and whatever. So we're happy for them. I'm ready to try some burnt ends and sausage and
I
peppers.
trust what they're marketing to us. I feel like there hasn't been one thing that they've been like, I like this and I've tried like the I really like those energy drinks that they
Oh
for a little bit, but like everything that they put their face or name on, I've liked. I want to try well, we still need to try the Swift or the Swift, the Kelsey cereal mix.
yeah, we do. We need to get our hands
And
on
I want to try
that.
garage beer. I want to try Jason
Yeah,
garage.
we have to try garage beer. I'm
Yeah.
so curious about it. Like, is it? I bet it probably just tastes like beer. You know, like I can't imagine. You know, can't really.
I know, but I wonder if it's like, I never know like the terms of beer, but like I wonder if it's like more of like a Bud Light, like a lighter beer, like a cool amount,
True.
or if it's like a,
Lager.
yeah, exactly. Like IPA, maybe something of that
Right.
vibe. Like I don't
Yeah, you
know,
never know.
because
You never know.
I'm not an IPA girl.
I'm neither am I. Like, I'll have them if we're at like a funky place, because usually you only have to have like 9% alcohol. So it's like, okay, I'll have one. And
Yeah.
that's all I ever want of beer anyway, because I get so fucking bloated from beer. It's like crazy. But you know, what are you gonna do? But yeah, no, I think they're doing great. The fam seems to be doing great. Jason's doing his he oh yeah, we didn't talk about him on stage with Loud Luxury, like with that dance and that like Italian jumpsuit. Like, I thought I was looking at it wrong. I thought it was Eagles, but it was like either Porsche or
He
like the
does like
Italian flag.
he did like this skit before the game with Big Dom. I don't know if you know who that is. It's like the Eagles head of security that like became like a meme last
Oh
year.
yeah. Oh yeah. I
Like
do.
a
I
big
do.
Italian guy. And basically the skit was like Jason is trying to get into the locker room and Big Dom's like, no, like you don't play here anymore, but you can wear my Italian sweatsuit,
Got it.
my game day attire.
Oh, that's so funny.
And
That's
that's why
cute.
he's wearing that Italian.
So he's wearing that
He's
outfit and
wearing
then he went to
the
go on
jumpsuit.
stage with Loud Luxury to dance his heart out.
He and you know, this every time I see a video of him dancing, I always think of you because I always think of Jack Black. Because the way that he dances always
How I hate
reminds
him.
me of Jack Black. And I know you hate him. So I'm like, I wonder if she watches these videos of Jason dancing. Like, do you like get the, are you like, are you like, this is funny?
I think that they're funny because they're few and far between. It's
Yeah,
not like
okay.
his whole fucking thing. Like you can
Right.
see him being like, because that's my only problem with Jack Black is like he
never
never knows
not
when
he's never not silly.
he can't like get out of the bit. Like he and the one time that he is out of the bit in The Holiday, I love him. He's
Yeah,
great.
that's so
I
true.
love him in that movie. So it's just like get out of the bit, and Jason does a good job of doing both. So every time he goes off, I do the same thing as. I would say Taylor when she was watching Travis at the Super Bowl doing the "You Gotta Fight for Your Right" and she's rolling her eyes like this again. Like that's me when I see. I'm like, oh, Jason, like
Yeah.
he's dancing crazy. He's taking his shirt off. He's forgetting his shirt and buying a shirt that's too small. Oh my God! Speaking of, did you see Kylie Kelce post like a "Good luck today, babe"? Like second NFL Sunday, like whatever. Try
Yeah.
not to say tits this time.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jason had forgotten his shirt to wear on his very first appearance for like an NFL Sunday, like, you know, a Talking Heads thing.
Yeah.
And he bought a new shirt and it was like too small and the buttons were like going crazy. And he was like, yeah, the shirt's okay, but you can still see my tits. And he literally says that on
He's like,
TV.
can you say that? He's like, it's
He
not a
goes, can you
curse
say
word, is
that?
it?
Like, that's funny. Like, he's just, and
Yeah.
also too, I don't, he doesn't like, I don't feel he's trying too hard. I feel genuinely that he is just like that. So
Right.
no, I don't have Jack Black syndrome when it comes to Jason Kelce, thankfully. But
That's
yeah,
so
no,
funny.
they're living their life. Everybody's living their lives. We've not seen anything really Taylor related. Which I'm kind of like, I won't lie, happy about it.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, for the purpose of the pod, now we got a gab in place of that. But I think that the phenomena of the past couple of weeks with politics and the VMAs and all the bullshit or whatever has
Yeah.
kind of died down. I think our girl deserves a break. Everybody
Yeah, I
deserves
agree.
a break. Wake up without anxiety of like being in the news again. Like,
Yeah,
that's
it was a
nice.
really quick, crazy week for her in the news, I feel like last week, but exactly like you
100%.
said, with the endorsement and everything. And yeah, it's like you go to the VMAs, like you have the cameras on your face. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, you want to lay low. I wonder if I don't, the Chiefs are not at home this weekend, I'm assuming.
No, they are. Wait, let me look at my thing. I have like a thing that lists out all their games.
I know, usually, like, I should like just start.
Where
We should just like
here
have
it is.
these.
Let's see. September 22nd, or yeah, no, they're away. They're
Yeah, okay.
in Atlanta.
Where?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
The Falcons. They're
I
against the
wonder if
Falcons.
she'll go to Atlanta.
I wonder too.
Yeah.
They're gone for the next 2 weeks. They're in Atlanta this upcoming Sunday, the 22nd, and then the 29th is the Chargers, I believe is that symbol, which is in LA, right? Like,
Yes, that's the Chargers. That's hilarious. Yes.
always want to make sure, because you know why? Because the
I
Chargers,
get it.
the Chargers and like the Rams, they're all in LA or something, or like, where are the Chargers
The
now? Are they at home?
Rams, wait, yeah, the Rams are LA. The Chargers are now LA as well.
Right, there's something confusing over there with that,
I
right?
think they're also LA.
Let's see, Chargers.
Because they used to be San Diego. Okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
they're LA. They're the LA Chargers now
Yeah, okay.
as well. Or maybe they were all along. I don't know. It's sometimes
They
when they
used to be
switch
the
up the
San
cities.
Diego Chargers, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been. I literally don't even know. Like I know calling them the Chargers, but even that, and then so they're but they're switching up names because isn't aren't like the Raiders like the
The
Las Vegas
Raiders used to
Raiders now?
be, they used to be like right outside it. What's the name of the, like the,
They
not
were
the
the
Bay
Oakland
Area,
Raiders.
Oakland. Yes.
They used to be Oakland, and
And
then
now they're Las
now they're in
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But it isn't like one of the isn't either the Chargers or the Rams like also talking about going to Las Vegas? Like everybody's talking about going to Las Vegas all the time.
Everyone just wants to go to Las Vegas because like they have all the money there and they're like really
Yeah.
trying to like start like professional sports teams, but like, ooh, I would not want to be a
I would
professional
never want to live
football, a
there.
professional anything player and have to live in Vegas. That sounds
No way. No
cool.
way. Although Travis, Viva Las Vegas, he does love Vegas.
He does love that song,
What if
but
Travis moved to Vegas and then Taylor was like, all right, babe, let me pack all my sparkles and
oh my
let's get in
God,
the fucking
imagine
car and
he
get to
starts
Vegas.
her Vegas residency.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. Oh, we'd have to move to Vegas.
Oh
That would
yeah.
be, we'd spend a month there. I think I could, I don't know how much time I could spend there. I was there once and I was there for maybe 3 days and it
Yeah.
was more than enough.
Yeah, same. I went once. I went for 3 days. I went with Joey and Pat and I was like,
Well, that's right.
yeah.
I totally forgot you went with them to the
Yeah.
it was Drag
We didn't
Race
even we yeah, for a drag race. It was so fun.
premiere.
We got
Yeah.
to interview like a bunch of the queens on the
It was
carpet.
amazing.
But we didn't, they went out like the night where I had a super early flight. And I literally, when I was walking out of the hotel at like 4 a.m., they were walking in.
No, of course. Well, Pat and Joey, they're a
They're
couple
a whole different game. Yeah. But
they won't.
I honestly had like no interest at all. Like I saw the casinos and stuff, and I was just like, I'm good. Like, I'm gonna stay in my hotel. This place kind of scares me.
You know what's crazy is like I went to Vegas and I was like, well, I've been to Atlantic City, so
What's the difference?
what's the difference? And I'll tell you what, not a lot.
Honestly,
Not
I
a lot.
prefer
Obviously, it's
Atlantic
way
City.
nicer. It's way nicer in Vegas than it is Atlantic City
Oh,
these
I was gonna
days.
say Atlantic City, like at least you have the beach.
Oh yeah. Atlantic City's got the beach. And that is, although the beach, Atlantic City is, the
It's
free
not.
beach. No, the free beach is
You might get a E. coli, but that's
Yeah,
all
you might get E.
different.
coli, a little, maybe a needle or two. You never know. But that's it. That's Jersey living for you. You know what I mean? Live on
Exactly,
the edge.
exactly.
But yeah, no. Joey and Pat will they'll outdrink you and stay up later than you. You might think like, oh, I stay out late. I party. I whatever. And then you hang out with Joey and Pat, and then you're like, no. I was born yesterday, and
Yeah, you're
these
like, oh,
two
I'm
have.
actually a giant loser and should never go out again, probably.
They've perfected the craft without
Yeah.
question. But yeah, there's a lot of things to look forward to in terms of sports. I know we're gonna get into our draft queen segment in a minute. Woo! But also we have what else is coming up? I feel like I just was looking at something sports related that I was like, oh, cool. Maybe not. Maybe it was just the schedule.
Oh, cool.
I was like, oh,
I
cool,
wonder what you
sports.
saw.
I don't know
Because
what I
like
saw. I feel like something cool is coming up sports-wise, but maybe I misread it. I don't know what I
not
thought.
that I know of off the top of my head, like the only
I
thing
don't
is,
know.
yeah.
Sometimes I see the again, Gia, that's just me in the middle of the night. Sometimes I just see things and I'm like, I should remember that, and then I
Like
don't remember.
cool.
So keep your eyes peeled for something
For whatever
cool.
ominous sports event is happening. Maybe this month, maybe next month, we don't know, but it's
Could
cool
literally be
if it
anytime.
happens soon.
Literally no idea when it could be, but it could be now, it could be never.
Well, you
But
know what we could talk about actually that I just realized? Kendrick Lamar being this Super Bowl halftime show.
oh, that's right. Oh yes. Oh my God. Yeah. And Kendrick Lamar, Super Bowl halftime performer. A little bit of controversy in the
Yeah.
world. There was a little bit of like, why isn't Lil Wayne there?
Because it's in
And
New
it's
Orleans.
New Orleans, he's Holly Grove, that whole thing. Love Lil Wayne, big Lil Wayne fan. I will say though, Lil Wayne's Super Bowl headliner, I don't know. I don't know my guy. I don't know my guy.
I know. I was gonna say, like, is Lil Wayne like capable of that
Is he in Super
physically?
Bowl halftime show
Shape?
shape? I don't think so. I don't think so. And again, love him to death, but I think like no,
Yeah.
there's not a chance. So not surprised, although Nicki Minaj went off, on behalf of her not mans, but they like, they're in the same
Besties for life,
label.
yeah.
Yeah, same crew. So she went off on him, whatever. However, I think that Kendrick Lamar is going to be a great performance. I think that
I
he's
know.
got a
I
lot of
feel like a lot,
songs.
he's been getting a lot of like people have been like, oh, bad choice. I like Kendrick Lamar. I think his songs are good. He has some pretty
Yeah.
hype songs, and like I feel like he's been a feature on a bunch of really good songs too.
Absolutely.
And I mean, like Kendrick, X, Taylor, like what I mean,
That's what I'm saying, G.
yeah.
There are whispers in the streets. I feel like there's no fucking way, but
No.
if say Kendrick Lamar is putting on performance of lifetime, he's bringing out all these rappers, all these other people he's collaborated with, and then all of a sudden through the mist comes Taylor Swift and Bad Blood, I would shit a brick. I would be like,
That would
what?
be fucking. I wonder if he'll like do like his verse and not, you know, like just as a part of like
If
the
she's there,
thing.
imagine
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
there.
Like if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl, like maybe he wants to give her a little shout out. I don't know, but yeah, no. I feel like it would be a big vibe change if it was like all of his songs in the Bad Blood. But I mean, it like Bad Blood's a fucking banger, so like it would.
Bad Blood is amazing. And it also too, like I would like if he'd have to like start with it. He'd be like, 'cause baby, now we got, like it, you know, the intro and then start and then go right into his like rap.
Yeah, yeah,
And then
yeah.
maybe she like is out there and is like, just come quickly and yells in the microphone, you gotta live with the bad blood now.
Yeah.
And then it goes into, they're
Runs
not like
off.
us. They're not like us.
A minor. That would be crazy.
It would be really insane.
I
So
feel like she'll be too
that.
busy enjoying herself in the box if the Chiefs make it. If they don't make it, then she'll have to be consoling her man wherever
Yep.
he is, I
Yeah.
feel like.
They'll be home. They'll be home probably having a Super Bowl party featuring, you know, Travis Kelce's kitchen burnt ends.
Yeah.
So, so really it's win-win.
Travis Kelce's sausage and peppers.
They're either going to the Super Bowl or they're going to Walmart and
Yeah.
they're gonna stock up. Brittany Mahomes, she's gonna be loving those sausage and pep.
Yeah.
Gigi Hadid will probably come.
Imagine Gigi making Gigi Hadid eat fucking microwavable food. Like she would actually, Yolanda Hadid would come out from the trenches and like smack it out of her hands.
Yolanda would be like, I told you to eat almonds during the Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
I told you to eat one almond and that's it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so speaking of, now that we've talked about sports and all the fun things that are happening around them, let's get really into what we want to talk about where sports are concerned. And that is, of course, doo, 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 the Draft Queens have arrived.
Hey.
I have, look at my pen.
Oh, your saber.
My
Right.
scepter. My scepter is
Beautiful.
here. And so yes, we are back. We are back again, week three, another parlay. Unfortunately, last week, our man Travis Kelce let us down. He was the only leg of our parlay that did not hit. And I gotta tell you, it hurts more when the call is coming from inside the house, G.
Yeah, you know, this is all fun and games until your man does you dirty like that. And you know, honestly, I'm not gonna blame it on Travis. I'm gonna blame it on Pat Mahomes because he didn't throw it to him. That's his job. Your job is to throw the ball, throw it to Travis.
As famously said by Giselle, he can't throw and catch the football at the same time. Okay. Okay.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. What do
So listen, that's
we
just how our.
expected the best quarterback in the world to throw to the best tight end, but no, it just so happened like I sent the stat to Kelly, but it was like the first game in like 3 years that Travis Kelce like hasn't gotten a pass or like hasn't like had more than three catches or something like that. So of course the Tay Voodoo was not in our favor. And that's okay because I feel like the energies have si shifted. The things are aligning, and I feel the Tay Voodoo positive energy on this one.
I'm feeling it too. And it's too. And you know what? She needed the Tay Voodoo to work extra hard to make sure that they won the game. Okay. Like towards the end there, it was kind of touch and go. Are they going to win this game? And so she needed to put all her energy into a win. And unfortunately, Travis really didn't get to shine. So we're gonna take a break on Travis. We're gonna let him get
Him
his
breathe.
legs
Let him
back, let
get
him
him
breathe.
back in gear.
Right. Because he's currently not in gear. So this time around, we're doing another little parlay that's Swiftie related. We decided to choose a couple of Swifties to be featured on this parlay. And first being our man Jared Goff, who
Yes.
is on the Detroit Lions. And he is a lovely man and he is good at his job. And so we have the over on him throwing over 250 passing yards, similar
Shout
to how
out.
we did last week with Brock Purdy. And we did hit that.
Yeah,
So
we did hit that. Shout out to the Detroit Lions. Shout out to Michigan State and my Tar Girls. This one I have a lot of good feelings about because I have a lot of connections to Detroit. I love the Lions. They got heart. Jared Goff, He's ready. I think he said his favorite Taylor Swift song is like Getaway Car, something out of the blue. He knows the
Woo!
deep cuts, so he's ready.
Yes, and we love him for that, so we're gonna be rooting him on. So that'll be the first leg. Second leg will be this is a new one. This was my idea. So if it's bad, then it's on me. But there's a man who is on the Bengals who played last week against Travis named Mike Gesicki. And yeah, sometimes the crowns are heavy as the head that wears the crown, you know?
Literally.
So he is a tight end as well. And he, at the end of the game, went up to Travis and was kind of like chumming it up. And then Travis has also said very nice things about him in the past. Oh my God, girl, don't
Sorry.
drop your
I'm so
crown.
sorry. I'm so sorry.
He has said really nice things about him in the past on New Heights, and he just seems like a good guy. He's playing well. I also heard through the grapevine that he is a stoolie, which means that he's a Barstool fan. And so, listen, we're gonna
Right,
do a little
Mike.
Barstool crossover as we always do. We respect him. We respect his game. So we have him to score a touchdown at any time. Anytime touchdown.
Love that choice. I love Kelly came out hot with this pick. She was like, I have this, I want to do it. I was like, hell yeah, I trust you. So let's Mike, I believe in you.
Mike, I believe in you too. And I saw you talking to Travis, and maybe some of that magic rubbed off on you, and people say good things. So that's that. You want to tell us about our last one, Jake?
Yes, and then lastly, our favorite team from Florida.
Do 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 do
One
do.
hell of a drug. The Tampa Bay, and I feel like Tampa Bay is one hell of a drug for sure. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they've been playing really well. They're 2-0. We're really liking how Baker Mayfield is looking. He's running down the field, he's throwing, he's looking dynamic. We love it. So we're gonna say that the Bucs are going to beat the Broncos because the Broncos kind of stink. So we're going Bucs money line in honor of Florida, in honor of Taylor's first Eras Tour stop being in Florida next month. Just feels like the stars align on this one.
It absolutely does. And this was a switch up for us. We were going to include like a different Swiftie, which maybe we'll include at a later date. We're not going to bring it up right now, but I actually feel better about this one. So I'm glad that we had the switch up last minute. That's how you know there's magic in the
Everything
air.
happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason. Tay Voodoo is at work. And so we're currently 1-1 so far. We won our first parlay. We lost our first parlay just because of Travis at the last second. We got everything else. And so we need to come back this week, G. We need to come out hot. I'm feeling good about it, feeling
This is
confident.
another all Sunday slate. So it's going to be a nice Sunday of watching games. Yeah, I have a lot of, I have a better feeling about this one than I did for last week.
Fabulous. That's excellent. We're all feeling great about it. The Draft Queens would not steer you wrong. And as always, thank you to DraftKings for trusting us with this. And if you are confused about how to place a bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, which is, of course, the official NFL partner for sports betting, which is fantastic. You can we've explained it a little bit, and I think that we have a thing that we've explained it that we can just
You
pop
can
in.
use our code TaylorWatch when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's the number one place to bet touchdowns. Placing your first bet is simple. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select a sport like NFL, select an option like TD scores. We're going with our good guy Mike on the Bengals and pick who you will think will score and place your bet. It's super easy. If I can do it, if Kelly can do it, you can do it. Trust me. We're still learning with you guys too. So it's very, very fun. And if you're ready to do a touchdown dance of your own, new DraftKings customers bet $5 to get $250 in bonus bets instantly. And if you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch, make sure to download the app only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Woo! And thank you, as always, to DraftKings. And we look forward to hearing from you guys about this on Sunday. Please make sure to tag us in all of your bets and all of your stuff. And let's all chop it up on Twitter and on Instagram and everything. It's so fun doing that. Like, I love watching
It is really fun,
the Swifties go crazy on Twitter about it. So it's excellent. But yeah, so all right, G. I think that's about it for this Thursday episode. Next week, we're gonna push any voicemails that anybody left this week and anything. We usually do that. We're gonna keep those safe for when we are both
In
back in
person,
New
yeah.
York together, because it's just better that way. And so yeah, we will keep your eyes peeled for all of our stuff this weekend. We're gonna be together, hanging out, having fun, celebrating Fran, and we will see you guys next week.
Love you guys.